From the Carol App for Mums, this is the Mum Debrief podcast with your host, Holly Zocalan, mum of two and the founder of the Carol App, the free mobile app connecting and supporting mums throughout their motherhood journey through community and handpicked expert-led content. The Mum Debrief is a podcast where we talk all things motherhood from the good, the bad, and the tantrums. Join us as we welcome expert guests to talk all things pregnancy to postpartum and beyond, and discuss our own experiences to help make your motherhood journey a little bit easier. We are so happy to have you here. Let's get into it. This episode is brought to you by Beauty Pie, the beauty brand aiming to provide consumers with high-end, hard-working products without the hefty price tag. Beauty Pie is an absolute go-to for affordable luxury skin products that work. Some of my favourite products include the Japan Fusion Cleanser and the Healthy Skin Moisturiser. Both are an absolute staple in my skincare routine and help to keep my skin looking youthful, glowy and hydrated. The Carol App community has an exclusive discount of 3 months free membership, where you get 70% off full price luxury skincare and beauty products. And trust me when I say their products are incredible. Go to www.beautypie.com/bp/promotions/the-carol-app to get your exclusive discount today. Hi everyone, welcome back to the Mum Debrief. I'm so excited to share this week's episode with you. I spoke with Katie Marks, who is a content creator and mum of one, and we talked all about motherhood, her journey into becoming a full-time content creator, and so much more. I loved this chat. Katie's very honest and open and shares how she works full-time as a content creator whilst being a mum to her daughter and so much more. And I know that you're going to love this episode. Follow Katie on Instagram at katiemarks_ and yeah, enjoy. So welcome to the Mum Debrief podcast, Katie. I'm so looking forward to chatting with you.
So excited to be here.
So for those of you who don't know much about you or what you do, and if you're not following Katie on Instagram, then you absolutely need to be. But I'm going to let Katie introduce herself and yeah, share with our listeners a little bit about you.
So I'm Katie, I'm a mum of one to my daughter Mia, and I started content creating about 2.5 years ago now. And I think the purpose of my social media account is to just make mums feel normal and to normalise the really hard parts of motherhood and just make fun of them and let us make fun of ourselves and just turn a bad moment into a funny moment and just realise we're all a community, we all struggle. Life isn't the perfect social media aesthetic.
So yeah. Absolutely. And I think you definitely get that from your page. I mean, your content is so brilliant and so relatable. Like if I've had a bad day, you put a video on, it makes me smile. I'm sure it's the same for so many other mums. It's just like, yeah, I needed that today, you know?
Yeah, I just feel like it just gives people, it gives me, like I love making the content. I find it hilarious when I'm doing it. And I just hope that I'm spreading that rather than when people sit there scrolling for ages and falling into that hole of, why aren't I like that? Why isn't my life like that? I just...
keeping it real, always.
Yeah.
So how come you got into the content creation space? So if you could share a bit about your motherhood journey, having your daughter, and then moving into content creation, would love to know a little bit more about that and what inspired you to get into the space.
So I worked in social media and digital marketing for a really long time before I fell pregnant. And I had Mia. We went into lockdown and I began that kind of scrolling doom where you're just seeing these beautiful women in the beautiful houses, lost their baby bump immediately after birth, amazing clothes, made everything. And I just kind of was always thinking, why isn't my life like that? Why am I finding this so hard? And then I realized that a lot of mums must feel that way. After lockdown, I obviously ended up starting baby groups, nursery. And there are a lot of mums that feel like rubbish after they've had their kids. And I didn't realise that. I thought I was an anomaly. Mm-hmm. So I decided to start a social media account and create kind of a space where mums don't need to feel like that. And just a really positive corner of social media where I just make people laugh and come away from scrolling, feeling happy and not less than enough.
Yeah, I know. It's so true. And I think you're so right on social media. You see the perfect house, no toys anywhere.
Like
it's really
that's
hard.
where do they hide all the toys? I just
Oh my God, totally. Where do they hide the toys? And also, like, the kids are not tantruming, or I don't know, everything looks perfect. And I think it's so amazing that you show the real side of social media and in a comical way. Like, have you always been quite funny? Would your friends say that you're quite.
personally don't think I'm funny,
Really?
genuinely. Yeah, I've never really found myself funny. My husband's the funny one. He's so funny. And I don't know, I just thought it was just such a good way of kind of spinning a negative. I don't know, I don't feel like a funny person, but yeah, my content is funny.
Yeah. And I imagine
Yeah.
you get a lot of reach as well. Have you found that quite interesting, seeing how far your content goes?
I find it goes a bit wild sometimes. Like I kind of know what's going to work and what's not at this point on Instagram.
Yeah.
So yeah, when I see people from like America, I'll wake up in the morning and I'll see all these like it's somehow got over there, and these people been like finding it's crazy, it's wild.
Yeah, I can imagine for sure. So obviously, being a content creator, you don't, there's no, I suppose, like 9 to 5, like trying to switch off, I imagine is quite difficult. How do you kind of work that around with your daughter and your husband? Do you kind of like do bedtime? Do you share it, or do it kind of if depending on work? How does that look for you? Is there any kind of routine that you found works well for you?
Yeah, so I've got my routine. I mean, I've got one child, so I feel like it's quite easy to organize around her because there's two of us and one of her. So yeah, we split bedtimes during the week. So Jake does 3 nights in the week, I do two on a Sunday. So I know if I've not had enough time during the day, I've got those evenings. So when I've got deadlines or I'm working with brands, I know when I'll be able to get the content to them. Since she's been at school, it's been a lot easier as well. I've got my days now, but yeah, when she was a nursery, it was hard, really, really hard, and I felt get on top of me because it's my phone. I'm not just leaving the office. I've got my phone with me the whole time, and I'm on it all night, like all day until I go to bed. So it is hard to switch off from it. It's addictive. Social media in general is so addictive. So I'm just always on my phone.
Yeah, totally. And I imagine that you get ideas and you're always kind of writing things down. And where do you find your, yeah, where do you find your inspiration from for your content?
Literally just stuff that Mia does on a daily basis, or how I feel, or my husband. Like some of my best performing reels are me taking the piss out of my husband, and I get so many people being like, "Oh my God, you're so horrible to your husband." It's like he's happy to do it. He's doing it, so he loves being on my Instagram.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's just daily life. And I think that's why it's so relatable, because it is just stuff that happens to everybody with kids. It's just very relatable content.
Yeah, absolutely. I could, yeah, totally. And do you get to go to many influencer events, or do you kind of stay? Is that not really your thing?
Yeah, I haven't obviously, but since Mia's been at school and it's hard with like holidays, and I've kind of been working out my groove. But yeah, I've got quite a few coming up. I've got one on Saturday. So yeah, it's all very exciting. I feel like my life's like falling into place a bit now that I've got time for myself.
That's amazing. And when did you decide to go full time with it? Did you just kind of notice that it was taking off and then.
Yeah, I'd say a year ago in September, so probably nearly a year and a half now. I was, because obviously you can make money, you do make money doing it. So when it got to the point where it exceeded what I was making at my job, it was just a no-brainer because it was taking up all my time. So I just couldn't divide my time, worked out like that.
That's amazing. Yeah. And I think, I mean, your content is so good and so funny. So I can see how you've grown so quick. And yeah, I mean, everybody absolutely needs to follow you just to make themselves feel a little bit better, if nothing else.
Thank you.
What would you say has surprised you the most about, you know, what you do and being in the motherhood space? Is there any kind of like topics that you feel a lot of mums talk to you about, maybe in DMs or in the comments, that you think, you know, that you're kind of surprised about?
I think it's mostly just the reaction of thank you so much for posting this. You made me feel so much more normal. And to me, that just spurs me on to do more and more and more. It's when, and I've got like, there are specific people that I speak to quite often through my DMs that we've all built. I feel like I've built a bit of a community of women that really relate to the stuff I'm posting. They're not loving following the aspirational, amazing Instagram people. they just want some normality and they want to feel good about motherhood and to know they're not alone. And I just feel like I've got this community, and I never thought it would get to this point, if I'm honest. I just thought I was just posting stuff and seeing how it went, and I just enjoyed doing it for myself. I think building a community of women that, or parents in general, not just women, that just feel shit after a long day with the kids and they just want to offload, and then I just feel like it's a really positive outlet to laugh at it instead of get into bed and feel rubbish. And
yeah, totally.
So, no.
Is there anything that you do in your day to day to help you feel, not self-care, I don't really want to use that term, but like to fill your cup up? Because I imagine obviously you give so much to work, being a mum, being a partner, you know, with a house and everything like that. There's so much that goes on. Is there anything that you've a non-negotiable for yourself that you give yourself to help you manage all that and de-stress a little bit?
I make sure I always see my friends. That's really important to me, even if it's a walk twice a week with my best friend, or it's dinner with a group of friends, or it's going out with the mums from school. I feel like it's really important to get out of my house because I work from home. So I feel like I'm here a lot.
Yeah.
So to just take myself out of my house, even if I can't be bothered, when I'm out, I really appreciate it. And I get home and I feel recharged. And just even sometimes, Jake's like, right, you're putting your phone away for an hour. I'm taking it and you're not looking at it. And it just, I think even that is just so, so much of a boost for me because I'm constantly like,
yeah, totally. I completely relate to that. I'm the same, working on your phone, and it just kind of never stops, does it? And it's so important.
Oh, I'm turning it off. Yeah.
Yeah. And I saw your reel about, it was about not wait. It's kind of waking, not doing the 5 a.m. club, you know, like not waking up before your daughter. That was so good.
Who has time for that? Who? I don't know anyone that does that.
Yeah. Well, you have to find what works for you, don't you? And like some of us need more sleep and
Yeah, some of us don't sleep. My daughter's nearly 5 and she wakes up in the night and then she's up for the day at 5 o'clock. So I'm not getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go for a run.
No, absolutely not.
I'm sleeping, yeah.
Yeah, get that sleeping when you can, for sure.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for new mums who are maybe just about to have their first baby or who are going through the thick of it? Is there any advice that you wish you'd received before you had Mia that you think other mums would find helpful?
I just remember when people gave me advice, I hated people giving me advice. So I'm really, when I know someone that's had a new baby, I don't ever give advice. I kind of just help where I can. But I do think just knowing that each stage does pass. And even though when you're in it, it feels like it's forever. You've got tunnel vision. You can't see when they're going to sleep longer than 2 hours, or when the reflux is going to end, or when they're going to start eating properly. But it does pass, and you don't realize it until you're past it. It is hard to give a new mom advice, and I also think ask for help 100%. Don't be proud and don't think I'm doing it my way.
I agree with that, because it can be feel so. Well, it's so isolating, isn't it? Especially if you're, you know, stuck at home, husband's gone back to work or whatever. It's like, yeah, I totally agree. I didn't ask anyone for help with my first, and it was like, oh my God, you know, so overwhelming.
So overwhelming. And also even just getting out of the house can take hours, and then you're out for an hour and your whole morning's gone because it takes you, it's everything. Yeah, just ask for help and get people to bring you food, because you don't want to cook.
Yeah,
you don't want to cook.
Yeah, you don't want to eat takeaway every day, but you also don't want to cook. That is so good. Such good advice. Yeah, I think getting people to bring no more baby clothes, bring like a lasagna or something.
No more toys for a newborn. Newborns don't need toys. Yeah.
So, so true. So for the final few questions, I'd love to know, what would you say your top mum hacks were? If you had anything that you've done with Mia that you found super helpful?
I think I follow her lead a lot, and I've always done that. And I guess I'm really strong on like, I'm not so bothered about how she's doing at school academically, which a lot of people would judge me for. I really care about kindness and her being kind to people and seeing a child not playing with anyone. And my thing is she'd go and help that child. Like, I'm really, really strong on that.
I love that. We're the same. We're exactly the same.
I think it's just so important that people grow into good people, because the world is what it is. And it's just, I think the next generation.
Definitely. Focus on kindness, 100%. And finally, what would you say your top mum products were? So if you can remember from new...
Oh my God, I have loads.
Tell us.
The Docotor, so the sleepy head, which is very controversial because it's not a safe thing. It's not a safe sleep aid when the parents are sleeping, but during the day, amazing. They feel like back in the womb, so they sleep better in the day. My hummy, we still use it, swear by it, absolutely amazing, which is a white noise machine, and it connects to your phone via Bluetooth.
Oh,
So you
wow.
can, and it does like heartbeats, it does like rain for every noise. It's amazing. What else? The Baby Mori zip up sleep suits. So for night changes, you're not dealing with poppers in the dark.
That's such a good one. The zip one.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah, it's the best thing. It saves so much time. And I remember in the hospital, I knew I wasn't going to breastfeed. So we had all the ready-made milks. So we didn't have to deal with formula right at the beginning. I think we actually used them for about a month at home. They're more expensive, but you've got to weigh up time. How long it takes to make a bottle if you're on your own, if you have a C-section. They saved my life.
Yeah. What bottles did you use that you
The
found?
MAM bottles.
Yeah, same. We use the BAM. So good.
Self-sterilizing, they're amazing. And the Tommy Tippy Perfect Prep that makes the, like the cappuccino milk machine, it dilutes it's amazing.
We never got one. I really wish we had.
It's so good, really, really good. And I get invest in a good coffee machine because you're gonna need it.
Oh my God, yeah, agree. Did you feel in pregnancy you went off coffee or anything like that?
Yeah, I hated it. And
Same.
I live on coffee. I live on it. I
Yes.
have, but yeah, pregnancy. Yeah.
It's so funny, isn't it? And I actually had like really bad caffeine withdrawal headaches
Ew.
in pregnancy.
You like coffee.
I love coffee, yeah. But I'm the same. It's funny, isn't it, how everything changes when you're pregnant. And
So
then,
weird.
yeah, as soon as they're out, it's like, give me a coffee.
Give me a cocktail.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you so much, Katie. It's been so nice to chat with you. And I would love for you to share everything about where our listeners can find you on social media.
So at Katie Marks _ on Instagram and TikTok.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. So nice talking to you.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Mum Debrief podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a rating and a review. It helps us to reach more mums just like you. Thanks, guys. We'll be back next week. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a rating and a review. It really helps us to reach other mums just like you.